Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Inspirational Morning Show. I'm Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. And this program is presented by the Holistic Ministry. And I want to welcome each one of you again, and thank you for tuning in. We're about in our fifth week, I think, of the Morning Inspiration Show, and it's going great. And I welcome each one of you to come and tell your friends and family about it. It's a moment to give you a little inspiration to get your day started, and we hopefully that is what is happening. So we ask you just to continually tune in and continue to participate. We do this on Mondays and Wednesdays. We haven't decided whether we will do the rest of the weeks or not. But right now we're just doing a pilot program, as they would say, a test program. So anyway, let's get on with today's show because it's exciting and it's something we want to present to you for sure. The topic is, if God is for us, who can be against us? Let me repeat that to you. If God is for us, who can be against us? Now that statement actually comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 31. And it simply means that God's power is omnipotent and no one can interfere or stop that. Let me repeat that to you. That means God's power is omnipotent and no one can interfere or stop it. When you set out to accomplish something and you want to do something sincerely, you should always pray and ask God for directions. If you're doing a project, we're doing something work, you're doing something relationship-wise or whatever, you should always seek God's support in your activities. When you do that, things will have a tendency to definitely turn out much better. Okay? Matter of fact, your possibility of success versus failure goes almost up to 100% when you ask God to participate and get involved in your activities. So I think that that's a pretty good rating, beloved ones, for it to go up so high because you're now asking God to get involved and to be the head being in charge of your activity. That's a good thing. And here's the key. What you want must be in line with your higher self. You cannot go around asking God to support stuff that is not of your higher self. Low frequency stuff doesn't work with God. You know, you want something that's not for your highest good. Say, for instance, you have a one job that's treating you good, but you want to go to Europe and do something else. And another job, and if that is not for your best use and best thing for you to do, the Creator will not support it. And God knows what's best for you. God knows what's best for you, even when you don't know what's best for yourself, okay? So that's why it's always good to get God involved, because God is not going to interject and put his energy in something that's not for your higher good. See, God will never, and I say never, support you for something that does not align with what God feels is for your highest good. So you never have to worry about it. That's a way to have your project evaluated and see if it's worth it. Ask God to help you and support you with it and move forward. So regardless, beloved one, how much you pray or what other techniques you use when you have your desires and goals in front of you, if your goals and desires are not for your highest good, do not expect the Creator of this universe to support you in doing your goals, okay? There may have been times you know when something is not totally right and you ask God to help you. Ain't no help coming from the hills, beloved ones. So forget about it, okay? If you want God's assistance, then your purpose has to be for your highest good or the highest good of someone else. It can never be something where it's going to deter people down, misuse people, abuse people, or do something that's not going to be coming out in your best interest. Okay? the best interest of yourself and the best interest of those around you, okay? It always has to be for your highest good if you choose to ask God to assist you. But you know what, beloved one? Each one of us was given this gift called free will. And with free will, you have a choice to make your own way. You don't have to come and ask God for assistance. Most of you probably don't in any way ask God to assist you in all your projects. But God has given you a free will. And God will not interfere or stop you. You hear that? God will not interfere or stop you. But you are totally responsible for the outcome. If you decide to go it alone, however it works out, it's up to you. And it may work out for you. You know, I'm not saying it won't work out for you if you don't choose to get God involved in it on your project at first. But if you want to enhance your possibility of it working out, then I would say that you would want to get God's assistance in helping you to make it work. That's pretty much, God will evaluate it, God will analyze it, and God will assist you if it's for your highest good. But like I said, you have free will and you have totally in charge of your own well-being when it comes down for that. So, but like for myself, if I have a project, especially if I'm not aware of that project or how the project is going to work and I know I need assistance for it and I may be in doubt whether I should do this, maybe I may want to move from one part of the country to another part. I ask God, is this best for me? Is this the best decision that I'm making for myself? Or if I wanted to get into a relationship with someone, I'll ask God, is this person the best person for me? Is this not that it's a bad person, but is this the best person for me? Okay? I would ask God's assistance to do for that. Beloved, you have all the assistance that you can ever imagine to support you in your projects if you only ask. I don't know how many of you were able to listen to the program yesterday, but if you were able to listen to the program yesterday, we talked about some assistance that a lot of you may not even be aware that assistance at your hand. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to yesterday's show, I would highly suggest that you go back and listen to the archive show. It would be quite helpful for you. There's always assistance for you. So often we go off on our own to do things, though. And what happens when you go off on your own? Guess what? Your ego get involved in your projects. Your ego get involved in your program. And when your ego get involved, more than likely, it's going to end up being a mess. It's not going to work out the way that you so deem it to be, because the ego is not that way. The ego is looking out for itself. And when the ego get involved, it's an issue, beloved ones. So that's why it's so much better. God knows the beginning and ending of everything that you decide. So when you ask God, he already knows what the end result is going to be. So why do you need to even take yourself through that? You just simply ask God to support you in your endeavor. And if the endeavor is right, God will support you. It's no use for you allowing yourself to get bogged down in small details of things because you allowed your ego to get in the way and you didn't have enough belief or faith in your creator to ask for assistance. You know, that old saying that if you take one step, God will take two steps. That's a true statement, beloved one. I mean, it's a really true statement. If you take one step towards something, God will take the other step, two more steps to get you there. So often when we are making progress, you see, so often when you're making progress and you're dealing with other human beings, sometimes people's jealousies and sometimes people desire to not to want to see you grow because there's something you may stay, it may affect them in some kind of way. You'll be surprised how people will send negative energy towards your way to avoid you from accomplishing what you want to do. Maybe even at some time in relationships, if couples are together and one couple want to expand and grow somewhere else, expand themselves or grow in some kind of way, and the other couple feels threatened by your growth, that it'll cause the relationship to dissolve or cause you to want to move away or something, they will sometime try to self-destruct your project. Human nature, I have no control over it. You have no control over it, but people do that. So I like to God's approach. God's approach is that no weapon formed against you can prosper. No weapon formed against you can prosper. That is what God says. So that means that God can see the path and he will not let anything come your way if he sanctioned your opportunity. So God will give you the assistance that you need and protect you in your goals. Just because God is to assist you now does not mean that you get a free ride and you don't have to do anything. Just sit back and say, God, you run the project. No, loved one, it doesn't mean that. It means that God is going to assist you in your project and help you go forward. You still have to take the initiative to do that. You have to take the initiative to move forward. And that's why I said to you earlier, if you take one step, God will take two. So that is the deal. You have to be willing to participate in your goals and in your project. But God will back you and see you through. So learn to have faith, beloved one. Learn to trust in your I Am presence, your God self, to be able to work things out for you and make things right, because the universal God force in you wants to see you succeed in all of your worthy goals. Now, and I cannot over express the word worthy goals, because these are the things that God can see that you that is good for you and that you are worthy of it. And so God will assist you in obtaining it almost to 100%. If it's for you and you're in good alignment with your creator and you're in good alignment with what you're going to do, it's going to happen. You have the faith and you're willing to do the work, it will come to fruition. And very seldom do it not work out for you when you are in good faith and you're operating on a high vibrational frequency. Okay? So that is absolutely a necessity. So the word for today is to put God in charge. Whatever your project is, make God your foreman. Make God the foreman of the project and put God in charge of the project, and things will work out. You will just have to, and that old saying, let go and let God, is true when it comes down to that. Once you ask God to step in and to assist you, then you just listen to God's still work, still voice, and do your part. Because God got it. He got the rest of it. He got you in his hands, and he's going to see you through. He's going to see you to the end of your project. You just hold faith and believe that God will do that, and God will do that for you, beloved ones. So today we want you to have a blessed and positive day, and hopefully this is a little motivation for the morning that you will move forth, and knowing today you're going to let go and let God and move forward, knowing that God is in charge and God is going to work it out. Okay? So let's pray. Beloved, mighty I Am present, we give gratitude and thanks for this morning, knowing that you, mighty I Am present, is with us and guiding us as we go through this day, that we will let go and let you, God, into our projects and into goals, and we ask you for your assistance in helping us accomplish our desires of our heart, and knowing that you are the source and that you bring everything on the planet. All the opulence on this planet is projected through you. And with opulence, we talk about all the wonders of health and blessings and good relationship and financial blessings. We accept all of that under the umbrella of opulence, God. So we say thank you for your mighty opulence that has flowed through our lives, and that we are ascending into a higher state of consciousness, and that we are taking care of our physical bodies, God. We thank you for your divine protection of our physical beings, our mental, our thoughts, and our feeling worlds today as we go out into the world to do as we need to do. So we thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Amen. Have a wonderful day.